Beza Medalov. So the Mor brought a Braisa, which brought a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that they both have this idea in the Mishnah that we can give him a status of as if he made an Eruv from the goats from this city to the next city. Rameir was misupik about what his plans was. Rameir says Kamar Gamal, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it works. Mebraisa says brings in a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The more wants to explain what the machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is. So Amar Rabba, it's about seven lines up. Actually, it's 8 lines up. Okay, Amar Rabba, Loimer Kuliyam Lepligi Tzorach. The Rashi brings 2 versions. We'll do the first version of Rashi. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says it's only true that this is going to work because the other person told him he stopped because he was told to stop. But if a person stops because he, on his own volition, we don't know why, you know, maybe that's because he changed his mind. But here, he was planning to go, and somebody said, don't go because it's Eitz, you know, it's Eitz Chama. So there was this outside input which is stopping him. So both agree that has to be the case. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Keep pleading lahachzik. They're arguing whether does he have, it's only true if he started to travel, he was machzik b'derech, or even if he wasn't machzik b'derech. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that kim shehichzik b'derech kona eruv, he has to have actually started, and then the person told him to come back, it's too hot to go, it was too cold to go. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if he was tochaber, means he found him inside of the city, and he said, here you plan to go, don't go. So he hasn't started, he hasn't gone at all. He hasn't been machzik b'derech b'chlal. He holds even that is enough to give him this tchum within the two cities. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would hold that case is not enough. He wasn't machzik b'derech, he's considered an usher. If he's considered an usher, so he has to be machzik, he has to be in that situation. According to Yehuda, it's because he's an usher. So then he's going to learn in a case where a person's to say, she's supposed to be Malkin Ploni, an usher can't do that. That's he was right. So Rabbi will learn in Yehuda that an usher can't say she's sasi mokim ploini. So once he's master b'derech, he has a din of an oni. An oni can say she's sasi mokim ploini. Because this is all working on the she's sasi mokim ploini, that he wants his shvisa to be halfway between the two cities in a specific place, thereby allowing him to travel to the next city. So this is the case of she's sasi mokim ploini. So once he's master b'derech, he's an oni. And an oni can say she's sasi mokim ploini. And tells him he wasn't Matz B'derech, he said, did him an usher. This is a good luck from Nachman. Even Rabbi Yehuda agreed that she saw someone complaining doesn't work for an usher. It only works for an oni. Okay. That's Rabba. Rav Yosef Amar L'Hachzik, the Kuliyama L'Pligid the Sarach. They both hold that he has to started to travel. According to Rabba, so Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel and Rabbi Yehuda is the Machmer. Rabbi Yehuda says that just the mirror is enough without any being Machzik, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's only work if it's also Machzik. So Rabbi Yehuda is more Machmer. Rav Yossi is going to, according to this version of Rashi, Rav Yossi is going to switch it around.
Who's more
machzik? Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yossi, the tzarech. They both agree you have to be machzik b'derech. Ki pligi loymar. They argue whether you require that the person told him something. Or even we stopped in the zone. So Rav Yehuda says, I feel mitzvah Rav Omer loy. So Rav Yehuda requires a mirror also. And Rav Yehuda doesn't. So basically, so then it comes out that Rav Yehuda is the makel, Rav Yehuda is the machmer. So Rashi is going to ask the question, the Brisa presents it, Yesra Ken Omer Rav Yehuda Afilu Mutzoch Averu. He said even more, even this. He's saying, no, you also need this. So Rashi is going to ask that question.
What does Rabbi Yos say about Rabbi Yehuda hold Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, you need Rabbi Yehuda doesn't.
You're asking, whom are you asking? Rav Yosef? Or in Rabu? So, according to Rav Yosef, he holds you need a mirror also.
Who?
Rav Yehuda holds you need a mirror also. Okay. The Gemara says, "Kaman Oslo Hodamer Ula." So, like, which opinion would Ula's halacha go? Ula says, "Misha hichzik b'derech b'gzir chaveri." Person instead of traveling and gzir chaveri, rehu muchzer. He's brought back. Umuchzik is like he went started to go. So Mar says, "Imuchzer lama muchzik, imuchzik lama muchzer." The two things are austere. Muchzik means like if we brought him back and he's not going anywhere, and muchzik means like he's on his way and he's there. Forgets his shvis over there. Hachakamer al bisha muchzer muchzak. Even though he was brought back, he's still considered a muchzak. Come on, who's that going like? It's going like Rabbi Yosef. I feel the leave of the rest of Yehuda that it requires that there is that Mitzvah Chaveroi told him Gzira Chaveroi. He was Hichzik B'Derech and Gzira Chaveroi, so therefore he gets his dinam being Muchzik. Okay. Let us see Rashi.
What's our last thing?
See, why is everything not going in today? They said that goes like Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need two things. You need a huchzak and that the chaverah told him. So Rabbi says, this is in Rabbi. Everybody agrees that the other person told him, stay here, because he told him he must Rabbi Yehuda, like it says in the mission of Rabbi Yehuda, that that's the language over there. See, even on the Brisa, it doesn't mention Bechzir Chaveroi. The Brisa is mentioning Kimish Hechza B'Derech, but the Mishnah mentions that the person told him. That it's clear that he was reacting to this person's statement of, you know, that it's because it's hot or cold. And therefore, so he plans to, you know, to take advantage of his the idea of Shvisa and go there tomorrow when it's going to be more mild.
I understand. I mean, if let's say he just decided on his own that, you know, it's a little cold. You know, he started his journey and goes back on his own.
But how do we know that? He didn't, there's no circumstances which indicate to why he's pulling back. When you have a lin, this person tells him to stay because of that, so then we understand it's clearly reactionary. Even though he didn't say he wants to have a shisa b'savetchum, we could say he changed his mind. So he's not coming over there. It's just like there's no declaration of desire to get a tchum over there. So how can you get a tchum without saying you want a tchum? to be lacking in the act of shvisa over there. So that's Rabbah. But keep thinking the hachzik, the hanu that yeser okay, the feel lo hichzik. But there, Rabbi Yehuda says even if he didn't start, al shem lo chaber lin poy shama meno shayir rotsi lotzes. The chaber heard he's planning to go. Rabbah lo lin poy be based on halai the mishum sin and stay here tonight. It's too cold and go tomorrow. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's good enough. So everybody holds you have to start. They're arguing whether you have to say lin poi. Now, according to this, the mission says, you're right, the Brisa doesn't mention in Rabbi Yehuda anything, it just says he started. It doesn't mention any chaver there. But the Mishnah mentions that Rabbi Yehuda says he had a chaver. So lav dafka do din lechazim yatzmai al derech the milsa nokat. So that was the average case. It's not limited to the case of chaver. Even if he's chosen his own to stop, would also be valid. Of Rabbi Yehuda tervayu boy chazaka v'miru. Now I'm going to skip the parentheses for a second. So, Kach Shemati, this is the Masara that I got from my Rebbeim and Pshat in the Gemara. Baharba Gimgumim Yesh, I have many questions on this. The Kashal. Yeah. Kashal, the Rabbi Yossi, we have a Kashal in this Pshat, in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. My yes or okay? Or my afilu? What does it mean yes or okay? What does it mean afilu? V'yesh mitaratzim. Someone to answer that question. There is elements of kul and Rabbi Yehuda. They have an argument in how much chazaka you need. They both say you have to be machzik, but they're arguing how much you have to be machzik. I said that they should just give up on this pshat. So where do you see that? What's the shear? You started going. To say this pshat, you have to say they argue in two things. They also argue in whether how much you what's called traveling. Right? So there's no zecher of that in Rabbi Yosef. That there's a second machlokes. That's his whole point. Is chazak aloyplik. He's only arguing in the mirror. Okay, now go back to the parentheses. Vachikomer mitzoch chavera shehiskol lotzeis. Roman lachavera lin pay imodi alayla. So Rabbi Yosef says you need that he started going, and the chavera told him to stop. So Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda lahachmer. According to Rav Yosef, the Brisa is different. And therefore the words yes or okay are not there, the word afilu is not there. So Rachel takes it out of Rashi, because obviously Rashi didn't write that, because then what's his question afterwards? That he asked, what's with the word yes or okay? You just told me that according to Rav Yosef, the word yes or okay isn't there. The words yes or okay, not there. So Marshall says obviously that was somebody stuck that into Rashi later on. That wasn't actually Rashi, but that would be the answer. Okay, now let's go back to. Lishnachrino, Maloy Shemativ. There's another pshat anymore which I did not get a masara on this pshat. But Rashi apparently is preferring this pshat because of doesn't have all these questions that he has. Goes like this: Amar Rava. So the mirror is not going on the chavera telling him; the mirror is going on the person himself. Amar Rava. The Rava says, "Loimar shisasi matzechat kum kliyam alapligin the tzarif zeachoy zolamerken." The person who started traveling and then stopped is required to say she saw him, but be more complaining. No, before by the end of the school. So therefore, the lower mekuliyam will pligi. You need every hold. You need a mirror. The mirror not being the chaver telling him to stop, but he's saying, "I want to get shvus over there." But where's the machlekes? Then you have to start traveling. The shama Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Hichzik. He heard Rabbi Yehuda saying you have to have started. If even though you didn't start yet, that's also good enough to get the Erev. That the person, he gets the din of a person who's traveling, has the din of an Ani, since he was planning to travel to the other city. The person who wants to stay here in this house and make an Erev at the end of the tchum, so he's an usher. But the person, he was planning to leave the city, so even though he never left, and he didn't start, but since he's planning to leave, he has the kula of making an Erev b'dibur.
I don't understand how he'd be considered an honor, because I mean, he has the wherewithal. He's got the, you know, the bread with him at the time.
Well, even in the case of an ani with a loch, is even if the ani who's traveling who has bread with him, it still has the kula of shisas and mokim ploni. In other words, once a person is traveling, Chazal didn't make a difference. They said the traveler can do it through the.
It's unfortunate they use the words asher and ani here rather than created a new category.
Right. So his chiddush is we'll give him the Rebbe Yehuda. Listen, Rebbe Yehuda also, he's done traveling. He made 5 steps, and his governor said, don't go, it's too cold. He says, she's also complaining, and it works. He's still sitting in the city. Okay. So that is Rabba in Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Omar, L'hachzik l'pligi, V'alei chazak abinan, Z'lo hichzik l'habi oni. Even Rabbi says he's not, that even Rabbi has to grieve. He didn't start traveling. He's not an oni. So Sadibra doesn't work. Keep thinking, Lord.
Before that is Rabba in Rabbi Yosef.
Rabbi Yosef.
Yes.
Right. Keep thinking, Lord. Where's the machlokes? Do you need a mirror? The Behuda boy, Shiyama, she saw see the shop. Okay. He has to say she's also in the shop. Once he started going, he says, "I want." If she said there, that will work. And Rabbi Yossi says, "You don't need that." Once he started traveling, that's he's kind of even without saying anything. Now, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about a mirror. So where's there mentioned in the Mishnah that he requires a mirror? Right? So Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda is going back to Rashi the Masisim Koi, the Parish Bava Omer Shisasi Beikroi. So this is like this Mishnah is just a continuation of the last Mishnah. It says person was going and says, "I want to have my shvus over there by the tree." So to Yehuda, in the case, a person started going, and he said that works, and he's considered an oni even though he's sitting in the middle of the city. But it's all a continuation of that Mishnah. So the mirror was assumed in the last Mishnah. We always discussed the mirror. So this Mishnah is continuing. We're talking about a case of a mirror. Vasa Biyosi the Meimar, comes to Biyosi and the Braisa, I feel like Omer Midi, Kani Ha'ol Lehitzik the Gilidaita Kaniyahi. So the Gilidas is enough to be kind. Okay. Now Vim Timer, Kim and the Yehuda, but Omer Shisasi Mokum Ploini, Kamar, it's something he says explicitly, I want my Shisa Mokum Ploini. Am I Polygram Meir, although how does the Meir argue on that? Mashal Chamar Gomel, give him a din of Chamar Gomel. Okay. In other words, if you take the case, he didn't say anything. So Meir says, you know what? He didn't say. I'm not sure what his plans are, like we learned before in Rat and Meir. So I'm not sure. He started going. He wants those other cities. So maybe he wants, like, maybe he doesn't want. So, you know, I'm staying here already. So it's a Suffolk. And he's done that with Kamar Gamal. He can't go. He's only gets the middle area. He can't. But according to this, he said clearly what he wants. So what's the Suffolk? What he wants? So according to this pshat, so Meir is creating a new din. So Meir lets a chazaka kia gavna. His argument is that first of all that this is not considered an ani. You're traveling. It's not called traveling. The guy took 5 steps out of his house. That's not called traveling. Once he's out on the road, that's called traveling. Alahai kasher mashule. This person is considered therefore an usher, not an ani. So good. So the whole thing is so now what happens? So here's a situation where the person is an usher, his only erev is bepas, and he says she's also mokim ploni. So we should say that nothing happened. That's the chiddush of Mishnah. The mayor said no, that something did happen. You didn't gain an erev, but you lost something. So the mayor kol shehu usher v'hoyel al arev bepas v'le erev bepas el b'mira hifsid b'mirasa yalpayim show you the erev halos mi beisit. She see like atzim miruch zu. She says, "Loi nistaker the lab erevu vein lelo apayim halol." It's not a din sofik. He said clearly, "I don't want to be here. I want to be there." Fine, you've lost 2,000 that way, but you're not there because you didn't put your pass there. That's the mayor's chiddush according to this. When you're in a devarim, so this will come out to the mayor. I call mishu usher polik. Barber, she saw Stephen Malkin complaining. And it seems to me this fits because it's not limited to this case. The person started traveling, etc. And it's Zirch HaVeiroi. In any case, it's not because he started traveling and the person stopped him. And that we, you know, not simply, the person sitting home says, you know, I would like my tchum to be the end of this. That's it. Ramesh says, he lost it. Where do I see it? That would fit, would make sense. I mean, he told you, Kol Sheyesh B'yad L'Arev. Ramirez's lashon is kol she hu yachol arev v'loy irev reza chamar gamal. Ramirez should say reza chamar gamal. What does he have to give? What's this first line of any person has the ability to be ma'arev? It isn't ma'arev, but what is that all about? So Rashi, that's what it's saying. These are the so that's the Ramirez only mashrele lahai v'taima mishum demasaf galon hechanichale. We learned right away. We learned Meir before on the Nalf on Beis when Rashi spoke about it. So Meir agreed that he has the status of an ani, and that he can be and he could make shvisa b'dibur. Just says I'm not sure what he wants. So if that's the pshat in Meir, so what's this whole phrase? Kol shu yochel arev v'la irev. He has no dinner being yochel arev and la irev. That's not the point. The point is he's like, we don't know what he wants. Since he didn't say what he wants, Imkain might call Halumishkahazo Haksik Ella Bahak Lakhude Shiyotz, the only case in this case. All she says is Rei Chamar Gamal. Terah says that his issue isn't he's not an ani. And so now he goes into the person who's Yachul Arav Ala Irev. He's an usher. He had an option doing the path, he didn't do. So what's his din? His din is through your mirror, you don't gain, but you lose. So Rashi seems to prefer this pshat in the sugya.
So then what's the point of having Eric, that last 3 words? Let's teach me the din. Why is it comparing it to a
Chamar Gamal? I'm not sure. I mean, it'll result with the same din as Chamar Gamal, that he doesn't gain 2,000 that way, and he loses 2,000 that way. Usually, there's two things schlepping him. So usually we have two schlepping, we don't know which one he wants. So we hear the two schlepping are his amira schlepped him one way and his lack of pass schleps him the other way. It's not like it's been used in other cases. The two things schlepping him are not sophic or vada. That would be the pshat according to this. Okay.
my problem.
The mission says call. It says call Shuyochal Harim. There's no call Shuyochal Harim. It's only this case. But according to my pshat, it's any case of an usher sitting in his house saying, I want it to be there. So he didn't put pas there. It doesn't work. But he lost by saying it's a mirror. Yeah.
Misunderstanding of Rav Meir has more effect on Shlichut.
In the case where he's the case before of the two Erevin. Yeah, this is not a question. It's not an issue of suffering. Muchser masher shalakana shisaklaus. He says Ul says he's muchser and muchzik. Muchser means he's brought back. He wasn't kind of muchzik masher the kana. He is kind of. Sekiman. So the list of Kama, according to the first version that I brought you, the parasha of Rav Yosef, Aliva, the Rav Yosef, Tarti boy, that Rav Yosef told you need two things, in Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef. Amiro, the Linpoy, the other person has to stop him. The Chazaka, so Hachi boy, like, Kaman Oslo, Had the ula the boy tarti shehichzik hamachazaka b'chzir chavera hanalin pay. So who is that? That you need two things: that he started traveling and the other person stopped him. Chavera shall leave with Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, the boy tarti. Now Rashi points out. Now, if you remember, let's go back. Just go back in Rashi's first version. Right, the two things we're dealing with: did he have to start, and did somebody have to stop him? So, in Rabba says everybody agrees that you need a mirror. They're arguing whether you need to start travel. Rehuda says you do, and Rissa says you don't. So it means Rehuda says you need a mirror and a chazaka. Right? And Rabbi Yosef, everybody holds that you need a mirror. The child is, hichsik. The question, do you also need a mirror? Rehuda says you don't, and Rehuda says you do. So Rav Yosef's Rav Yehuda and Rabba's Rabbi Yehuda are the same din. So the Mor says, who's this going like? It's going like Rav Yosef, and Rav Yehuda is also going like Rabba, like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, who had the Rabba, Aliva the Rabbi Yehuda, Elachad Minal Nokit. So that's also something which is going to be funny according to that pshat. Why the Mor chapu one over the other? Kaman Oza goes like how Rabba learned up Rabbi Yehuda, and it goes like how Rabbi Yosef learned up Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But Lisha Basra, Hagi Perushim, according to the other shot that I brought you before, Kaman Oza Hada Ula, the boy, the Mamre, she saw him complaining, didn't say anything about getting Shisa there. The Kamar, Avisha Mukhsar, the Mashra Lagamri. So if the person shows him a complaint, he's not called a Mukhsar. Means this person has been brought back home. He didn't say anything. The person says he didn't go. The person said stop. He came back home and he didn't say a word. And still, he says, since you started, that it works. So, according to the list of Basra, that Rabbi, everybody agrees you need that Amira. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda agree that you need that Amira, so it can't go like Rabba and Rabbi Yehuda. The only one that goes it is in Rav Yosef, in Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds Hesek enough, is enough without Amira. So that fits very nicely. Believe the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Domer, Labin, and Loimer. Hagav just points out, "V'haklish alek leimer l'kirab." I believe the Rabbi Yehuda, the Ben Rabbi, and Rabbi Yosef. Tomorrow, Siri lo the Rabbi Yehuda boy, Tarti boy. Adka. So it's another thing which seems to support Rashi, this other pshat that Rashi, the bottom, the second pshat Rashi says, it fits much better in this piece of Gemara than that other sheet. Okay. Zot the Gemara, Vaiter. Rav Yehuda, the last two words on the third line from the bottom. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtato. That was his. That was his name. Isile Kalkola de Peri Rav Nosson bar Hoshea came and delivered a basket of fruits to Rav Nosson bar Hoshea. Kiyave Ozil, he was going back home. Rashi says that that was within 4,000 amas back. This happened Erev Shabbos. So Shavki Adenoch is darker. So Rosen Bar Hoshea waited until he went down one step. He started traveling. See, he took one step off of the porch. He's on his way. He's an Oni now. Amalei Bayis Hocha Lamacher Kadam Basel. Why don't you spend the night here? And tomorrow you'll go. So he told him Linpoi. So he waited until he started traveling. He has Dinamanani. Then he said, so if he did him an ani, so now he can start going, he did him an ani, and he doesn't have to continue. Stay here, and you'll get, just having das, they have the shisa there. You'll go back tomorrow morning. Morris's command. So he waited b'dafka till he started traveling. So he required hichsik. Then he told him to stay. Versus Rabbi Yosef, believe in the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi, believe in the Rabbi Yehuda. This will work true. According to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ishtato Shem Adam. That was his father's name. Ki Avo Ozel LeBeise Ubasoch Dalat Alofim Havu. He was going back home. Nochas Darga, Mala, one step mina kevish from the steps, Shoyurid Minalia, which went down from the second floor. Habla Hitzik been there, that's considered he started. As Rashi mentioned before, even one step is called Hitzik. Where do you see from this case? This, even one step is called Hitzik been there. Said, Bai Sacha, Lin Pai, stay here. Kamal. So who says you need both Hitzik Bederach and Linpoi? That's Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So then according to that, you have to have the the flow of the Mora has to read that Lo, Kirabba, Leave Rabbi Yehuda means it could go like Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. Because, remember, Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. You need Hitzik and you need Linpo. So, that you have both those things. So he says, is it going like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda? No, it's going like Rabbi and even leave it, it can go like Rabbi according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, but according to the Lishna Akrino, it's Rashi Hagagasina. So what's the issue over here? Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishtata didn't say Shisasi Makom Ploni. Right? So the issue which we had was that according to Rabbi, everybody agrees Amir that you need Amira. If it's Shisasi Makom Ploni, they argue whether you need to start. According to Rabbi, everybody knows you have to start. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't even need a mirror. So that's this case. So it's only, so then the Mora is saying it's like a Rabbi and according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shkenachah said, command the Sagalib, Hakibal, the Gavali Omer, she says no complaining. Rabbi Yehuda believes in Rabbi Yehuda. Like a Rabbi believes in Rabbi Yehuda. Well, if you command Habi, who's this go like? It goes like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Rabbi Huda. The Lord Boy El Lahatzik. All you need to do is start. I know me Hitzik. He started. Well, Omri didn't say anything. I'm sorry. He also agrees. Loy, it's being daichet. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. He's being, the more says, no, Loy, I can tell you, it'll go like Rab and Levi Rabbi Huda. And how is that? Mashani Loy, the Omer asking in the cases that he said it. The Karab Levi Rabbi Huda, the boy Tarti. Wouldn't know me the Rabbi Yosef believe in the Rabbi Huda, because the truth is, they don't argue with Rabbi Huda's position. The whole argument is what Rabbi Huda's position is. Or is according to this second version, everybody agrees you need a mirror. No, everybody agrees in Rabbi Huda that you need a mirror and the hichzik. They're arguing. In what point does Rabbi Huda argue? Does he argue in hichzik, or does he argue in the lack of a mirror? That's according to Rashi Zekam Shad. Everybody agrees what Rabbi Huda said. You need two things. They're arguing on what Rabbi Huda is arguing on those two things. Is he arguing on the Hitzik part or is he arguing on the Mira part? So when I tell you no, it could go like Rabbi Huda in the case of there's Omar, so it's Hitzik and Omar. That's true in Rabbi, that's true in Rabbi Yosef also. Who the name of the Rabbi Yosef? Leave it to Rabbi Huda. I'll leave it the Rabbah Atifalei Lukmi Mishum the Rabbah Rabbi Yosef Hilchazak Rabbah Levar Mitzlas Sadein Yinumechso. Rabbah is more tempting because we have a Klal and Shas Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef Alocha Kerabbah, except for three cases. So therefore you said no, you were saying it's going like Rabbi Yosef. No, it can go like Rabbah also. That was what the goal of the Gemara's answer is. There's two interesting things in this Rashi. There's Machlokes Rishonim of that Klal of Rabban of Yosef Hilchos Karab of Levar Mitzlas. Sadi and Yunimetz are all in Baba Basra. So does that mean that we should take it that this Klal was only said in regards to Masechta's Baba Basra? It wasn't said in the rest of Shas, or was said in all of Shas? It happens to be those three things are only in Baba Basra. So that's Machlokes Rishonim. So Rashi is weighing in. This is all of Shas. There's also a discussion in the Akhrenim when they're having independent machloikas. So we pass on like Rabbah or Rabbi Yosef. But they're having machloikas, had a little machloikas tanoim, they also pass on like Rabbah. So Rashi again is discussing over here machloikas and Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, how to learn up the machloikas, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Yehuda. And still Rashi applies that rule. Okay. So to Gemara. Okay. Remember, Kol Sheyachol Ariv is Reisach Amar Gemal. For the Makasha, it's Dinuch Ad Zimla. We said this Dinuch Amar Gemal, this Mahosim Remer Rabbi Huda, in the case of Sofik, we said, we discussed this already. What was the case? So Sofik, in case where it was this Galo Chutz Tum, so we say if it was Sechat Tum before during Ben Hashmashes, then it was Galo Chutz Tum, it's a good Erev. If it was this Galo Chutz Tum before, it's not a good Erev. Sofik Remeir Rabbi Huda Erezah Chamar Gamal. So Remeir already said in the case of Sofik that it is Erezah Chamar Gamal. When is it a good Erev? Case, so let's say the Erev rolled out beyond the Tchum. So if it rolled beyond the Tchum before Shabbos started, so when Shabbos started, it wasn't Tchum, it was not a good Erev, you can't reach it. And it rolled after Ben Hashmashes, it is a good Erev. If you're not sure when it rolled, so the same thing over here. So the The Chiddush over here is over there. He put down an Erev. We're not sure what happened to it. Over here, he didn't put anything down. So this is like a whole new layer would be Mechadish. That's the Chamar Gamal concept applies over here through the Amira and his Sofik, etc. So I would not have known this din from that din. So you can't ask me, Kash, I already said this. Okay. Rashi. Sofik. I'll leave it out. Let's leave Rashi's. I'll leave Rashi's for Monday.